know our grandest solution. So we want to remember that time is an illusionary concept, and as we hold the catalyst for change, as we hold the appointment, there's a broad stroke reality. What they mean by that is just imagine a rod, like where you are versus the end of time, versus your divine solution. So it appears to be in the tomorrow. It appears to be in a future setting, but we remember, we bring that forth in the now realization. So as we will receive the ties that bind us. Now in this case, these are ties that we want. These are ties of demonstration. These are ties of holiness. In English, we're aligning with our divinity. We're aligning with our divine pleasure. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive before time began, so this is our I am presence, our divine consent. So we're allowing the transmission to alert us to our readiness. So some of us are holding back. We have, they're gonna call it secrets. So these are places where we feel disadvantaged and where we feel like, oh, don't even bother trying to solve that. Like, it's just not gonna do anything. So there's no point. So we've built in an avoidance structure. We've built in we just gloss right over there. And like we walk by it on the way to something of lesser value. So this is our preamble. This is our orchestration of due inheritance. So what we're doing, remember, we're bringing forth healing energies. We're bringing forth resurrection. We're bringing forth Christ renewal, alignment, sponsorship. And so to bring this forth to create change in the outer is just a reflection of the inner. So this is a time, now when I'm saying this, it was like I saw the horizon. Just imagine like on the sea and there's a horizon. But at the horizon, I just saw one big third eye. So we want to remember that we're dreaming this. So what we're doing is dreaming in our forever glance. We're dreaming in our forever posture. We're dreaming in our forever possibility. So as you will bring forth liftoff, as you will bring forth kind gesturing is to ourself, to ourself. Many of us are very good stewards of love for another. We feel we're empathic, so we feel someone else's pain. But what happens is our motor gets slower and slower and slower, because remember, we were bypassing reality. In other words, remember there's a closet, a storage unit, a drawer, a file that we just keep passing over. So this is what's getting clogged up. And so even though we're opening up to great administration, in other words, we're all receiving downloads, we're all receiving light language, divinity codes, but we can only aspire. It's almost like it's as strong as the weakest link. So as high as we can go, even if we hold it for a second, we're not gonna get liftoff, we're not gonna get the touchdown until we deal with the retrieval. So this is what is just sort of like, it's almost like the stepchild, like go sit in the corner. I don't know what to do with you, just go sit there. So this is the time of upheaval. Upheaval is not bad at all. Upheaval is we come with grace. We come with sacred alliance. We come with the tools of good favor. So as we will allow, now this is where you're allowing, just imagine you've got a house, you've got a mansion, you've got car doors, whatever you want to imagine, but they're all opening. So if you're in a car, a four-door car, you don't just see three car doors opening, you see all four in the trunk too. So this is a must to allow all to be forgiven, all to be forgiven. So just imagine, it almost looks like Casper and the Friendly Ghost, where it's like this, I'm just gonna say exorcism, I don't mean to scare anyone, but it's false illusions. It's false illusions. It's things that we've just like had in the dungeon, in attics, in the bottom of the ocean, wherever it is, far, far, far away. What we're doing, they're showing me the release card. Imagine that, because we're releasing old franchisement. This is going to be all the subconscious beliefs that you start so far away, you don't even think to go there. You don't even think to look. So as we will receive our new tomorrow, remember now they're showing me take the lead card. Our new tomorrow, what we're going to receive in our earthly values. So this means in our earth life, we're drawing upon near and far. In English, we're bringing it forth. So if we can remember, they're saying, please do, that we all have, and here's the third eye, we all have a commonality. And so this is self-love. This is the Christ presence. Remember, we've been operating at a stale value, split mind. We all are the divine incarnate, but we've been dreaming the illusion of separation. So this is what I just see someone like unfolding a present. You know, like what's in the mystery box. So this is where we're making things happen where, and I just see like loose change, things breaking up, dissolving. You can think of like Drano and just like, just imagine a commercial or a little diagram. This is what Drano will do to your pipes. It like cleans out the clog. Whatever imagery is relevant, you just may be hanging out with Jeshua and he's just showing you spiritual energy. So whatever steps forth, trust the proper advancement. For me, I just have a piece of candy and I'm just showing it unwrapped. Simple as that. So what we're doing is allowing full circuitry, because in order to bring forth the promised land, let me explain this. We are all masters and we all have gifts that are waiting to unfold. And each of us know that. That's why we're here. We all have this feeling like, I know there's something happening on a higher level. If I could just reach it, if I could just understand it, if I could just eliminate the fears, I know I'm here to manifest something, to bring something forth. I know there's a greater aspect of self that's yet to be delivered, that is yet to be perceived. So what we're allowing is sacred value. Now, when I just said that, it was like we all suddenly got larger energetically. So it's a little bit like that Marianne Williamson fear, like what we fear is our greatness, our power, whatever she said. It's really true, because we're standing erect. We're standing in true demonstration, and they're showing me our diamond self. So this is where the magic happens. Now, we each became a Merkaba. So like just like a set of beautiful Merkabas here. We're each activating our possibilities. So our possibilities is from where we stand, because we're still in process of full reuniting. So our possibilities, remember, it's all a hologram. It's all here, waiting for our kind exposure, waiting for our consent. We have to consent to it. So again, they're showing me the disruption card where we stop. Just imagine like an old TV set where it's just not getting proper reception. And you play with those little bunny ears and it all comes alive. This is what we're doing. Bunny ears, resurrection, birthing, divine inheritance. So as we will receive our just allotment, this is what we're ready for, what we've consented, what is due us. Now we're allowing these energies to circulate. So that means whatever you need to see in your proper setting. In this illusion, everything is consciousness. So everything's talking to us, activating us, healing us. They're saying as time allows. So what we focus on, we want to remember that like we're signing our seal of approval. We're opening up to heaven's kind gesturing. We're opening up to our higher awareness. So we're allowing these gifts to be heard by our own spiritual hearing, be heard by our own spiritual healing. It's where we get those aha moments. We don't have to worry that we're going to miss the signaling. It has to do with our willingness. So remember that they're saying willingness for one and all. We want to drop the awareness that we're just healing in the individual. We're calling forth healing for one and all. So it's not like I'm winning versus someone else. I'm healing and someone else isn't. My healing is your healing. Your healing is my healing. We're bringing forth our destiny. Let us receive. And as you receive, allow yourself to step out of time. So in other words, your higher awareness is orchestrating your delivery, is guiding you. Allowing these energies to bring forth, to rearrange, to demonstrate, to release, to lead, to open up. I still see someone like opening up a present. Now let's take another moment's pause. You're opening up to your light, seeing things anew. Remember, how we see things is what creates change. We call in our new tomorrows. So it is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.